Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. We are so glad to be with you with Christmas just around the corner. An event that took place about a week and a half ago in partnership or a part of the Metro Community Church Vandalia campus when they touched someone's heart in a most unusual way. And I want Tim Wyrock, he is the campus pastor for the church. And Tim, tell us what happened.
Well, we have been in a sermon series called The Thrill of Hope, and we have a creative team that puts these ideas together. And what we like to do is really give opportunity to apply what we've been learning in our series. And we had this idea of actually giving a family a thrill of hope this Christmas. And we heard about this single mom who just needed to find some hope. And so what we decided to do was really thrill her through the radio.
And she was a single mom. She had two year olds.
Yes.
And a newborn about 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
Yes.
By herself.
Yes.
And she was struggling, but really wanted to make it work.
Yeah, she was working hard. And that was something that struck me within the story, that she really was trying to make it, and she could see that, I don't know if I can. And so her story stood out where I was like, let's give her that thrill where she can make it. She can find some hope through this, and she can make it.
So you're going to give her, financially, you've collected, and yes. You're going to give her, what did you do?
We're going to give her a couple months of child care. Now that she is a single mom, she's got to worry about that. So we wanted to make that less of a worry. We took care. We actually, as we were walking through this process, we found out through her Facebook page that she had flat tires. We were like, okay, we'll add that. We can take care of tires.
Yes.
We wanted to give her Christmas presents, you know, clothing and just supplies, things that kids are going to go through, and they're going to grow fast as being as young as they are. We wanted to take care of some of that, so that was an expense that she didn't have to worry about.
So she doesn't know this is going on. The church picks her. She's very worthy of the work you're going to, the gifts you're going to give to her.
Yes.
So how does it play out? How does she find out about it?
Well, we asked her sister-in-law to take her out for an afternoon of getting their nails done and having lunch and just making a special afternoon. And unbeknownst to her, we were going to be at her house decorating it for Christmas. And we were going to be at her house getting presents put together. And the plan was that we would all work together where her sister-in-law would let us know when they were on their way back.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to get that text and say, okay, everybody, she's on her way back. And then we were going to let WJLY know that she was on her way back. And then your radio station was going to tell her what was going on the radio as she was driving back.
We were thrilled to be asked to be a part of this. And you gave us an idea what was supposed to be said. And about 3:05 on Saturday afternoon, I started talking about the whole story. We're going to play the audio here in just a second. But you make sure the radio, whoever's with her, makes sure the radio is on.
Yes.
And she's learning about it for the very first time while she's leaving where she was at the nail salon and going to her home.
Yes.
Where you guys have hijacked her house, gone in and decorated and done everything you can to help make that a wonderful Christmas afternoon for her.
Yes, that was our goal.
Let's play that audio that aired on Saturday the 10th at 3:05 as she's leaving the nail salon with friends in the car, learning for the first time what's happening with you guys at her house.
You're listening to WJLY. I'm Dick Wheeler, and with Christmas just around the corner, we think of the hope of Christ. I'm thrilled to announce a labor of hope going on right now in Vandalia. The Metro Community Church has chosen a family in their church to say, Christ loves you. I'm talking right now to that person who's listening, but has no idea they're being poured on with gifts of love from people in her church. They're in their car listening right now, but they have no idea we're talking about them. But her story is difficult, and Christmas is going to be hard. It's a mom. She has twin 2-year-old girls and a baby boy. This past year has been difficult with becoming a single mom and handling the finances, parenting, and childcare that comes with being a single mom. She's never given up or quit in her attempts to help faithfully providing for her family. Everyone who knows her calls her Sydney. And yes, Sydney, we know you're listening right now, and we know that this is going to be a tough Christmas. It's a painful time in your life, and we're hoping that your neighbors and friends from Metro Community Church in Vandalia give you hope this Christmas. When the people at Metro heard about your trials and what was going on, God touched their hearts, and they knew they had to help you and your family. So, Sydney, you're probably wondering how you're going to afford tires when the old ones are wearing out. You don't need to worry about that because the people at Metro have taken care of it. Sydney, you're probably wondering how you're going to afford Christmas for your family this year, clothes and supplies for your girls and that new baby boy. Right now, presents are under a specially decorated tree for your family at your home. And some of the bills pile up, so they're taking so much of your time and effort. Child care for the next several months is going to be taken care of by the people at Metro. Along with all of that, your family has been through so much, so there's probably been no time, energy, strength, or money to decorate the outside of your home for the holidays. We know about that too. And you know, Sydney, right now, in about a minute, you're going to pull up to your house and you're going to see a bunch of people from Metro taking over your house and decorating for Christmas. And they're doing it right now, waiting for you, to your family and to everyone. This Christmas, there is hope. Sydney, you're not alone. We love you and we're here for you. God bless you and have a merry and blessed Christmas.
That was a very thrilling thing that you guys did. Now, explain briefly, this audio we heard is not just audio, but there's a video too.
Yes. How,
people are going to be able to see the whole thing. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do have the video on our Facebook page, Metro Community Church, Vandalia Campus. You can find it there. And it takes you through, you get to visually see as you're talking on the radio, you're getting to see what is happening at the house.
In the car.
Yes.
You've got a camera in the car. She doesn't know she's being filmed or
yes. And so we're getting to see reactions. You get to see her come out of the car and just the reaction she had as to learning this while she's in the car. And she shows up and it is, there's a lot of tears. There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of, I mean, the thrill of hope that we were trying to create, it happened in this moment for sure.
And so when she got out, she saw a house that you all had decorated, and she'd already heard about the tires you're going to pay for
yes.
and the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And she must have been so encouraged. Like you said, hope.
Yes. Yes. Just even since then, she's met with some of the women in our church. And she said that, she said, you know, I grew up in church and I've lost my way. And she became disconnected from the church and she just lost her way. And she even texted her sister-in-law and said, you know, I was starting to lose hope. And this really brought it all back.
And somehow she first got connected with your church. She had not been with your church very long when you all chose that she is a worthy recipient.
Yes.
That we might be able to do something.
She had attended one time.
And, wow.
And I followed up with her after that first time visit and started hearing about her story in that first visit. And that just carried on into talking to family, which led to doing this whole event.
Tim, you must have a lot of people coming to your Metro Church Vandalia campus that have lost their way and they're coming back. Is that right?
Yeah, our whole vision of our church is to be a church where people want to move closer to God, each other, and the disconnected. And so at our church, we have a very huge focus on understanding that people are going to walk in that are disconnected, and we want them to come in, and we want them to keep moving closer to God and each other within that.
While we're on that, tell us where you meet and what time your services are.
We meet in Jefferson Primary School in Vandalia, and our services are 10 o'clock every single week.
10 on Sunday.
10 on Sunday, and that's it.
Okay, and many times that is a video of the main campus pastor, correct?
Yes, yes. We do a live on-screen video of our of Pastor Paul Westbrook preaching. We have a lot. We do have live music. Everything else is live. Just the sermon is on the screen. Yes.
Okay, and you're a campus pastor. You're
yes.
in this community
yes.
to be a part of that church and help it to grow. And it's moving along pretty well.
Yes.
And I just cannot emphasize enough how churches And I'm speaking to a lot of people who go to conventional churches. We have to be creative to find out ways to reach the unchurched, like you said, the ones that have been disconnected, have them come back.
Yes.
And our time is coming to a close, but one more time, they can see this video by going where?
They can see it by going to our Facebook page, Metro Community Church, Vandalia Campus.
And we're talking with Tim Wyrock, and you got a wife and kids, and you're here in town working with this church. And two things. One is, if you're looking for a good church in the area, consider Metro. They meet at the
Jefferson
Primary, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Also, if you're not looking for a church and you're in a church, ask yourself, what can you do to reach out? It may not be near the same amount cost-wise, but when people know that we care as Christians, they will pay more attention to our message.
Yeah, and we hope, even from this video, we've seen other pastors and other churches really comment about, man, we need to try to do these things, and we encourage that. We want Christians, we want churches to inspire a thrill of hope in other places.
That is just fantastic. Tim Wyrock with the Metro Community Church Vandalia, thank you so much for being with us. And you can go to Facebook, Metro Community Church Vandalia, to see how all this came out, the video and the audio. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
To our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.